Welcome! Today we're traveling Italy's Amalfi Coast through three very different places: dramatic Positano, historic Amalfi, and high, serene Ravello. The aim is not to conquer the coastline, but to give each stop enough room to breathe. Positano announces itself vertically. Houses in sun-washed colors climb the hillside, lanes fold into stairways, and nearly every turn seems to open toward the water. It is a place that invites looking out, then looking down, then stopping again. My best advice here is simple: do less, choose a few lanes, walk slowly toward the beach, and leave time for a sea-facing pause. Positano is beautiful, but its steep slopes can be tiring and its narrow passages can feel crowded. Comfortable shoes change the experience completely. Treat the staircases as part of the visit, not an obstacle between attractions. If the day feels busy, step aside rather than pushing through. The small details are often better noticed from a quieter corner. Then comes Amalfi, with a different energy. Its waterfront and central streets feel more civic and historic, shaped by a town that was once a maritime power. The cathedral area gives the visit a strong focal point, especially when you approach it on foot. This is also a lovely place to slow down over food. The coast lemon tradition appears in drinks, desserts, and bright, simple flavors. Seafood belongs naturally on the table too. Think unfussy preparations that let the fish, olive oil, herbs, and citrus do the work. There is no need to hunt for one supposedly definitive meal. A modest lunch at a place that feels settled into the town can be more memorable than a hurried checklist. Notice how the flavors mirror the landscape: salt air, sharp lemon, and warm stone. Ravello changes the perspective again. It sits above the coast, and the journey uphill can feel like a deliberate release from the bustle below. The reward is space, gardens, terraces, and long views that make the shoreline look almost composed for a painting. Give Ravello a separate, unhurried chapter. Wander its quieter streets, spend time in the gardens, and allow the views to be the main event. You are not there to tick off every terrace. You are there to understand how different the coast feels from above. That contrast matters. Positano is immediate and theatrical. Amalfi feels rooted in history and daily movement, while Ravello is contemplative. Seeing all three makes more sense when you let each one keep its own pace and character. For a short route, begin with a day centered on Positano. Keep your plan compact. Arrive, walk, pause, eat, and resist the temptation to add another major stop just because it appears nearby on a map. Next, make Amalfi the focus with its waterfront, cathedral area, and a relaxed meal. Then reserve Ravello for its own visit rather than squeezing it into the edges of another day. This order creates a satisfying progression from sea level to hilltop. When ferries are operating and conditions allow, they can offer a particularly pleasant way to see the coast from the water. But keep your plans flexible. Buses and road transfers follow narrow, busy roads, so patience is part of traveling well here. Check local transport arrangements close to your travel date, especially if you are relying on a connection. Build in breathing room, carry water, and avoid planning around a sequence so tight that one delay turns a beautiful day into a stressful one. Spring and early autumn are often appealing moods for this coast, generally milder, with a softer atmosphere than peak summer. Conditions and crowd levels still vary by date, so pack for changing weather and keep expectations flexible. Walk thoughtfully on narrow lanes, keep religious sites modest and quiet, and leave terraces and viewpoints as clean as you found them. The coast is not only a backdrop, it is home to people managing daily life in a remarkable landscape. The useful takeaway is to let Positano, Amalfi, and Ravello feel distinct rather than racing between them. Choose the view in front of you, allow time for a good meal and a slow connection, and the coast becomes far more generous. Thanks for listening, and safe travels.